In South Africa last week, 39 pharmaceutical companies dropped a lawsuit, which would have blocked the government from shopping around the world for cheaper drugs. But millions of South Africans with HIV face many other obstacles besides obtaining low-cost medicines. Many of them have limited access to life's most basic necessities, such as food and water. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports on how one township is meeting that challenge.
About a 30-minute ride from Cape Town's sun-washed beaches, there is a vast area that is a bleak and painful reminder of apartheid, the black township of Guguletu, one of the areas set aside for blacks and coloreds, far removed from South Africa's cities. Claribel Numalo and other International Red Cross nurses spend their days in townships like Guguletu, where the working class in their modest homes are thrown together with the destitute.
Sometimes it's a block of five houses in one stretch, only the doors that separate the families. Then we've also got a shacks. It's a shack next to the other.
In Guguletu, one in five adults may be infected with HIV. This is where health workers are trying to create a model for treating people with HIV and AIDS who have very limited access to medical care. At a freestanding one-bedroom home, Red Cross nurse Pumla Mayaba visits 37-year-old Nowetu Bessie, a widow and mother of three who is in the final stages of AIDS.
She said she doesn't know what it could be, but if she can get something to ease the breathlessness and that cough. She used to get down but walk slowly to the gate or so. But now with the last 3 months, she's got to be picked up like a baby and can do nothing for herself.
It's Monday and the local clinic doesn't see AIDS patients until Thursday. If Bessie's situation gets worse, Nurse Mayaba will have to drive her to a hospital. In the meantime, a home health care nurse or volunteer will stay with her nights. There are 18 nurses taking care of 500 people with HIV, who are categorized according to the status of their health. Bessie belongs to a group that must be taken care of at home. As bad as her condition is, Colleen Jacob, who runs the Red Cross HIV treatment program in South Africa, says she is one of the success stories.
4 years ago, I would have said four more days and that's the end of her. And we got her onto a trial and she's been up and down.
Right now, clinical trials comparing the effectiveness of drugs that suppress the virus are the only way poor South Africans can get them, since the government doesn't pay for this type of treatment. So groups like the International Red Cross and Doctors Without Borders help people who are infected with HIV get into clinical trials. Kukulu Dick has come here to Guguletu's community center. He is 27 years old and still apparently healthy.
My friends who are also HIV positive, they live long without using any treatment. They told me that the best treatment it's your mind. When you accept that you're living with the HIV, the acceptance. But last year when I saw my set for count, I started thinking now, I don't want to die now.
His CD4 count, a measure of how well his immune system is holding up, is low. He's not a pressing case for aggressive treatment, unlike his girlfriend, Maria Kabumbi. She has just fought off TB and has back pains.
The TB is fine now.
What did you do for your work?
A leather.
Is there lots of fumes and stuff?
Also the water. I'm thinning the inner water every day. It starts 7 o'clock until 3:30. No time to sit. I'm thinning the whole day.
So she quit because she wasn't well enough to work. Now Red Cross workers at the center must decide whether she and Dick are right for a clinical trial. Will they follow the treatment closely, not miss the pills they should take? Will their bodies tolerate the medicine? Will they need help getting enough food so that they can absorb the potent drugs?
But I eat a bread and then I eat a porridge. It's a milk. Sometimes I eat a meat when I got a meat. My stomach's full.
Poor diet and living conditions can complicate these treatments. So the Red Cross has to provide an array of services, from driving patients to the clinic to providing food. Beyond that, there is the support of other people with HIV and sympathetic nurses like Pumla Mayaba.
They help each other. If one doesn't come to the group, they'll go and check. And then the following, they'll report to me that so-and-so is not well. That's why she didn't come to the group. I remember one time one girl came. She was so breathless, she could hardly walk. And I said to her, why did you come to the support? She said, at home, we don't even have a slice of bread.
But tea and sandwiches make it possible to make the next step, the next day's treatment. And programs like these may be the only chance that people with HIV in the poorest parts of the world can get the medicine and live with the virus. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Guguletu.